Yud Zayin Iyar, 25th of May, Rabbi David Stern, Oynes B'yom Machpoim.
Some murmurs that that's not what it says on the board. So I had chosen to speak about the topic of Chayecha Koidmin. Graham informed me that on Monday the shiur given by Rabbi Yoav Aberman chose the same topic. Now, although when I heard the shiur, he didn't say exactly what I was going to be saying, but the main Gemoras and the Maram Shif he already went through, so I decided that would be worthwhile perhaps switching to a different topic. So I'd like to discuss it.
You were on the Spiyo Machri.
Yes. So I'd like to discuss a topic, the title of which is Oynes B'yom Acharim, and it comes into this week's parasha, as we'll see. So, by way of introduction, there's a halacha in Erechaim Simon Kufches, that if a person was ne'enas, or forgot to daven a tefillah, didn't have a shachris. So the halacha, he's mashlim at the next available tefillah, he davens two minchas. So if he's got mincha, he davens two marivs. Now this halacha is strictly if you are shochach or to'o and you didn't daven a tefillah. But it says clearly over there that sivzayin hezid v'lo yisfau tefillachas, if you intentionally just didn't daven, then you cannot be mashlim. Tefillas tashlumin is only if it was a betol, a shoygeg. So the question is, what's the halacha if a person wakes up, let's say, in the morning, sof zman tefillah, for argument's sake, would be 10 o'clock, 7 a.m., and he knows he's got a daven, he's got time, between 7 and 8, you know, he could have davened. He got busy with something, but he should have or shouldn't have, a different matter, but he got busy with something, but he figured, you know, I'll take care of what I have to take care of now, by 8 o'clock I'll be finished, and then I'll go and daven. So indeed, he got busy, 8 o'clock he was finished, and then somehow, over Hashor, and he forgot that he had to go and daven. And he only remembers that 1 o'clock, he didn't daven shachris. So does he have a right to do tefillas tashlumin? Meaning that there was a time when he remembered, had time to daven, thought that, you know, he still got plenty of time, he'll do it later on. And then eventually he forgot, and was stuck in nenas at the end, or shochach at the end, he taka forgot at the end. But originally he had the time. Is he called an oynes allowing him to do tefillas tashlumin or not? Does anyone know? So this is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in sif ches, mi shelo hispalel, ba'oy chiyesh lo izman lehispalel, mipnei shesobu shatayin yishor lo izman, acha sheyigmar oysa esek, shum saskmo, he thought he still has time. Ubenkach, ubenkach, over lo hasho. But then, somehow, time... He missed the time. So the halacha is, he gives a couple of other examples, kulam chashuvim anusim v'yeshem tashlumim. That situation qualifies for tefillah purposes as an oynes, and he is allowed to be mashlim this tefillah. Now the source of this halacha is in Mukhe Yosef, in Baba Kama, in the end of the second perek in Baba Kama. The Mukhe Yosef says over there, basing it on a Rama that he had bought previously, Omar al-Khaber, Ulupera Sharma, Zal, nearly borrowed. And this is what he writes, the Mishalay Spal Boich Yeshla Isman Lispal, Mipnesha Sobro Shadang Yishola Isman Achash Yigmar Oisa Isaac Shum Sasik Boy, Ubenkach Overloy Hasho, She'eno Nikro Mezir Poishea, Elo Hareyu Bichlal To'o, Veloy Spal, Shemisval Shaim Betashlumi. This, by the way, is what's called Oines. Begoim Acharon, oynes at the last minute. I mean, originally, not like you were nenas throughout the qualifying period, but at the end, you were an oynes, but at the beginning, you did have the time. So the Mukhe Yosef Paskins, word for word, the Shulchan Aruch is taking it virtually from the Mukhe Yosef, that is okay. And the Mukhe Yosef goes on to say, V'chein, מי שנסחייב לחברו בשבוע, שייתן לו מועס יוים פלאים. Someone made a shvua to his friend that, on Lag Ba'omer, I will give you £100. But Nizka Ba'oda Yom Godl, he wakes up in the morning, Lag Ba'omer, and remembers that today is the day where he's made a shvua, he will give his friend that sum of money. But Ba'omer Beliba, he says, I actually pnai, I've still got time, don't have to do it first thing in the morning. V'holach la sokov, he goes to his business, and then V'shochach, at shovra yom, and by the time he remembers, later on, it's already too late, it's already after dark. Harei zeh ka'onus. We don't consider him someone who has been over on his shvua. He is an onus, although he was only an onus at the end, but he doesn't have to have done it at the very beginning, he had time. So he left it for later on, that's okay. Later on, he became nana, so he's an onus, and someone who transgresses a shvua, but onus is not guilty of having transgressed a shvua. So those are the two psokim of the Nemuki Yosef, by tefillah and by shvua. However, Sefer HaAguda, one of the Rishonim, argues with the Nemuki Yosef. And this is based on a Mishnah to do with the Halacha in this week's Parsha. The Halacha in this week's Parsha is at Chamishi. V'ish ki yimkar beis moishav ir chayma. The various halachas of the sale of fields or homes and the ability of the seller to redeem them. And the halacha is, if you sell a house in a walled city, walled by Moshe Rabbeinu, so the halacha is, v'hoysa gu'ulosei ad toim shnas nimkoro. The first year, the first 12 months, Yud Beis Chodesh, the seller has the right to go and redeem for the payment price, give back the money to the buyer, and take back his field. After a year has passed, it remains the kainas forever. It doesn't even go out with the yovel. But for the first 12 months, in a bayis irachayma, the seller has the right to begoyel his field. Now, the Mishnah in Erechin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says like this. Borishayna, originally, Hoyo Nitman Yoim Shnei Masachedesh Kidei Sheicholut Loi. So the Lekeach, that means the person usually would be pressed for money, and that's why he sold his field. And he hoped that within the course of the year, he'd be able to raise the necessary funds, be able to get, not his field, his home, be able to get back his home. As it drew near to the close of the end of the 12 months, so the Lekeach was hoping that, you know, the Moichel will not redeem his house. Originally what used to happen was, on the day when the 12 months was about to expire, so the Lekeach would go into hiding. So the Moichel would come with the funds, and he'd say, right, I want to begone my field, where's the Lekeach? And he can't find the Lekeach, he's not around, he's not in town. He's gone into hiding somewhere. So Hiskin Hillel, so Hillel was mistaken. She choylesh ma'isav lelishka. Choylesh is the notion of pay in. He should be able to pay in the money into a room. In the Azorah, a room was set aside where people could come, pay the money in order to repossess their field. And he would then have the right to, if they perhaps lock the house, he can break down the door and re-enter and repossess his former home. That's the Mishnah. Now comes along the Sefer HaAguda, and he says, why would Hillel have felt it necessary to make this takona? L'cha'ira, the Moichel comes along, right? He had a year to pay back the money. He left it for the very end. Maybe he didn't have the funds earlier, but he left it for the last minute. He comes along on the last day, he's looking for the Lekeach. Nowhere to be seen. Says the Aguda, so he's an oinus. He wants to pay back the money. He can't pay back the money now because the Lekeach ain't there. If we were to say that an oinus, begoyim achroi, is considered an oinus, so then he should be able to say, it's not my fault that I was unable to pay back the money. He should go to Bezdin and say, I still have an extra day. whenever he resurfaces this lekeach, give me an extra day to pay him back the money, because I was nenas. What do you mean you were nenas? You weren't nenas the entire year. No, but at the end I was nenas. Didn't have to do it earlier. And an onus b'yomacher is considered an onus, and therefore I would still have the right to be poydah. My year is not yet expired. So that Sefer Aguda says, I'll read that to you. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishpat Simon Reish Zayim. Matzosi kosov b'shem Sefer Aguda. Orishayno yinitman b'yom acharon shashnei masachoydesh, kedei sheicholu tloi, hiskin hilo v'chulu. Says the Sefer Aguda, mikan nire, sha'odom shenoda las ezdova b'soich shloi shimyoim oizman achev, v'loi nenas, toich hazman. Right, he goes to the case of a neder or shua. Someone promised to do something within 30 days or at a particular time and had the time to do it. But on the day when the final day has arrived, nenas, he now becomes a nenas and can't do it. Says the Aguda, Mikhail Nira, that loikara oinus, he's not called an oinus. Mida hutzrach hila letikun. The hahocha nenas, v'yoyim achroin, in this case, of the Bais Erchoyim, he was a nenas b'yom achroim, and therefore, why do we need to come onto the konasil or tape buklei? He's an onus, says that good. Is it right? No, that's not called an onus. You had plenty of time till now. If you didn't do it, then you lost your chance. It's not a valid onus. So we have a machloikus. The Nemuki Yosef says that if you didn't daven when you had the chance, and then you became a nenas, or you made a shvua that you'll give money by a particular date, and you had the chance, and then at the end you were nenas, that's a valid oimus. And the Aguda disagrees and says, no, you had the chance earlier, then you didn't have to do it earlier, but at the end of the day, you missed your chance, now that you're nenas later on, it's an oimus b'yom achron. Oimus b'yom achron is not a valid oimus. And therefore he says, in the case of shvua, you will have transgressed your shvua. The Ramah in Yeridaya, Siman Reish Lamed Beis, brings these two views. I'll read it out. Mishenishba oinoda alas ezdova toichshana oibiyoyim ploy. Someone who made a shvua or a neder to do something within a year or on a particular day. Yesh roi lasoise miyad. So he says, initially, of course, he should do it ASAP. Oy b'shachris, or in the morning, she'agia oy sayyem, shema yishkach achakach, v'lo yasenu, v'yavar al nidrash vosei, because he might forget, and then he'll transgress. But v'im lo yoseo miyad, ki omar adayin yesh l'pnei la'asoy soy, v'shochach oy nenas achakach v'lo yoseo. So what's the Ramah right? Two views. Yesh oymrim, the mikro oynus, says in brackets, muki yosef perikei to the regel. But yesh oymrim, the loy mikro oynus, says in brackets, chidushi aguda, perik misha ochsei. So he brings the two views. Some say it's a valid oinus, you're okay, and some say it's not a valid oinus. In Hilchas Tfilah, you remember, in Siman Kuf Ches, the Mechaber says, if you didn't daven, and then you became nenas later on, you retain the right to do a Tfilas Tashlumin. So the Mogen Avraham asks, why in Eir HaChaim does the Mechaber bring the view of the Muki Yosef that an oinus b'yom achron is a valid oinus, b'li choylik? And Yeridaya, the Ramah, brings both views, the view of the Muki Yosef that it's a valid oinus, but the view of the Aguda that it's not a valid oinus. So the Magen Avraham suggests, Tzorach Leima de Gaba Shvua Choshash L'Chumra, that by Shvua, he was more Choshash L'Chumra, because it's a more severe thing to transgress a Shvua, and therefore he brought the view that you should know that perhaps you have been over a shvua, and he wants you to know that the Aguda holds you have been over the shvua. By tefillah, he was more makel and relied on the view of the mukir. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mishmeres Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, writes that you could say differently to resolve this question: why does the Mechaber seem to press Paskin, like the Muki Yosef, that it's a valid oinus, and he brings the Ramah two views. So he suggests, although he acknowledges, he says, the Muki Yosef himself did not hold of the chiluk that I'm about to make, because the Muki Yosef put together both things. The Muki Yosef wrote, both by tefillah, it's a valid oinus, and by shvua, it's a valid oinus. So he clearly was not machalik between the two things. But he says, the Ramah, perhaps midas atzmoy, was machalik between the two things, and he says, Adobah the Mistaba, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he writes, being nenas at the end, it might not be a bona fide oinus, because at the end of the day you had plenty of time beforehand. So, were you nenas? You can't say you were nenas. You had all that time beforehand. But on the other hand, were you a peshea? Are you amazed? You could say, I'm not a peshea or amazed either, because when I chose not to do it initially, I had time later on to do it. So, it's not like I was doing anything terribly wrong. I had the time. And then later, I was nenas, but it's not shia perhaps, because I didn't knowingly allow the time to pass. I initially thought that I would have time later. So he says it's like an intermediate sort of situation. Oinus b'yom achrayim. It's not a proper oinus. Can't say you prevented from doing it. But then again, it's not a proper pshia either, because you didn't intentionally let the time pass. You thought you'd leave it for later, and then later on you were nenas. So he says that when it comes to shvua, in order to be potter from a shvua, you need to be an oinus. In order for us to absolve you, to say you didn't transgress your shvua, right? You need to be an oinus. So that's not so clear that we can call you an oinus. So there, the Ramah says he brings the two views. The Ram is happy to, the Mukyos is happy to call you an oinus. The Aguda says no, you're not an oinus. You could have done it earlier. But in Hilchas Tefillah, he says, there I don't need you to be an oinus necessarily in order for you to be able to do Tefillas Tashlumin. As long as you weren't Peshea, you could do Tefillas Tashlumin. If a person, you know, forgot, so he's also allowed to do Tefillas Tashlumin. He wasn't an oinus, he simply forgot. So you don't have to be an oinus. As long as you're not amazed, you're allowed to do Tefillas Tashlumin. So there, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, were happy to rely on the idea of the Nemuki Yosef, that you are, to some extent, an oinus, because at the end you didn't intentionally miss the opportunity, you simply forgot at the end. At the beginning you did have the opportunity. Okay, so I might not be a proper oinus, but then again you can't say I'm a peshea. So for tefillah that suffices to say that I'm not a peshea and I have a right to do tefillah sashulman. That's what Mishmer HaChaim writes, to resolve these two issues. The Taz in Yoredei over there says that he believes that the halacha is even like a shvua, like the Mukhi Yosef, that oinus b'yom achrayim is considered a valid oinus. Even for shvua purposes, it's considered a valid oinus, and you're not deemed to have transgressed your shvua. Either Sefer Aguda brought a raya from Bota Ori Chayma, right? So what are we going to do, according to Mukhi Yosef, with a raya from Bota Ori Chayma, right? What was the raya again? My Bota Rechoyme Hillel had to come along and make a special takana to allow the person to place the money in the Lishka. Freit Aguda, why do you have to do that? The fellow should simply say, I'm an oinus, he's not around, what can I do? Is a raya, that's not called an oinus, because you had time earlier. So how are we going to resolve that raya? So the Taz says, because it could be that Hillel wanted to make it easier for the vendor, for the moicher, to repossess his field. To go and prove that I was looking for the lekeach and he couldn't be found, right? You need to have edim. It's not so easy to go and prove that. You need to find edim that, you know, I went to this house, I went to that house, I tried his phone, he didn't pick up, and he couldn't be found. You need to prove that. Prove your case in Bezdin, otherwise they'd say, I'm sorry, your year's up. So Hillel wants to make it easier for a person. So rather than have to go and prove that you were nenas, so the Yom Achra, and he said, just go to the Lishka, b'cholish ma'osav into the Lishka, and you're okay. That's one thing the Taz says, and then he says something else, that if you were to go via the means of oinus, I couldn't help it, the last day he wasn't around, you wouldn't be able to enter your house on that day. You'd be given an extension, you'd be given an extra day. So you'd have to wait for this gentleman to resurface, and then Bez would say, right, he's after 2 weeks, he's back from the Bahamas, and no, now go and give him your money and you can re-enter your house, but you'd still have to wait until he resurfaces for you to be able to re-enter your house. Hillel wanted to be Masakh and says to us that you should be able to enter on that day, the day when the 12 months ends. You don't have to hang about waiting for this fellow to resurface. So Meili, he said, you can be cholish ma'isov in the Lishka, shoyve the deles, and re-enter. So the Taz says that there are reasons perhaps why Hillel's takona was necessary, notwithstanding the fact that you could have come along with the time of an oinus, but it would be more difficult to prove, and it would have delayed your re-entry into the house by Hillel being the second that you can put the money in the Lishka and re-enter. He enabled you to, in an easier manner, re-enter and re-enter on that self same day.
Maybe Hillel was also worried that maybe the Moicha would hide for the whole year. He'd make himself unavailable the entire year in order to Mishtam it. Right, so he made it easier for him that way. He said he can go to Bez Din, he can pay the money in.
Right, so it's along the lines of the Taz.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I want to just get back a bit more into Bote Orechayim, which is the theme of where it comes into this week's parasha. What we've said till now assumes that the raya that the Aguda had from the need for Hillel to make the Takona by Bote Orechayim, because otherwise he should have said, I'm an Oynes, is a raya that Oynes be a Machron is not an Oynes, is a valid raya. And the Taz assumes so, he just matcha, like we just mentioned. But the Ktzeis HaChoshen, in Siman Nun Hei, says that the whole raya that Aguda brings is not a raya at all. Because he says that what's being an oimus going to help you to allow you to redeem your house? Even says the Ktzeis HaChoshen, if you would have been taken an oinus from the moment you sold it, yeah, you would have been trussed up, and you were an oinus the entire year, and you were unable to go and give back the money to redeem it, still you would have lost your opportunity. Says the Ksod HaChoshen. Why? He says, because that's not how Bote Orechayim works. Bote Orechayim works that the Torah says that when you sell your field, it's a proper bona fide, 100% valid sale. It belongs entirely to the Lekeach, it belongs to the Lekeach. But the Torah says, Exeris HaKosov, that within the first year you have a right to go and be goy on your field. Not that the sale is pending, should you not have been goy on your field within a year, then it becomes a valid sale. The sale is valid from day one. You have a right to be paid it within a year. So it says, so you're going to come along, you're going to say, I was unable to be paid it. I'm sorry, I was an onus. So the Ksoi says, therefore what? So you were an onus, you were unable to be paid it. But at the end of the day, were you paid it? You weren't paid it. So the Ksoi says, onus rachmana patre. The Torah absolves you if you did something, but onus will ignore it as if you didn't do it. Onus command the loy of it. If a person is an onus, it's as if he didn't do what he was nenas into doing. But onus commander of it, to say that because I was withheld machmas onus, I should consider it as if I've gone and done that which I didn't do, that you can't say. Onus, or Benus Chachrin, the Ksei says, onus rachmona chayve, to say that because you're an onus, rachmona is going to be mechayv the lekeach, to require him to accept the money to return your food to you, that an onus cannot do. I mean, the Ktzeis comes from a position that he understands that when you sell a Bayis Erechayma, there's nothing pending about this sale. It's a proper sale. You have a right to go and be going to your field. If you weren't going to your field, then you haven't been going to your field. So you're going to say, I couldn't help not being going to my field, I was nenas, and so what? Does that mean, but at the end of the day, were you going to your field? You weren't going to your field. You want to say, onus commander of it, because you were an onus, I'll assume as if you did that which you didn't do. Onus can't make a person as if he did that which he didn't do. Onus can say, what you did, but onus, I won't consider it as if you've done it. You follow? But onus cannot.
They wanted to do it.
You wanted to do it.
Mashova
Gemaiza, be the girl. You wanted to do it, but at the end of the day, you didn't do it. There is a big debate. Yerushalmi brings two shittas. Do we say only Oynus command the loy of it? That Oynus can only create absolving a person of something as if he didn't do it because he was an Oynus, but we cannot say Oynus commander of it. Or no, do we even say Oynus commander of it? That if a person is an Oynus, it's even considered as if he went and did something which he was prevented from doing. We can even consider as if he went and did it. The Pashtus is, like the Ktzeis says, that you don't say Oynus commander Ovid, you don't say Oynus Rachmona Chayve, you say Oynus Rachmona Patre, something you did, but Oynus, I won't take into account as if it's been done, I'll ignore it. But it doesn't mean that at the end of the day, when you needed to go and do something because you were prevented from doing it, I can consider as if it's been done. So the Ksal says, here, you sold your field. You need to come along and take positive action now. You need to go and redeem your field. You prevented from redeeming your field. But did you redeem your field? You didn't redeem your field. The preventing from redeeming your field cannot be considered as if you redeemed it. So if you didn't redeem it, you've lost your field because it was already sold from day one. That's the shit of the Ktsois and Simon Nun Hei. But the Mesivas over there in Simon Nun Hei argues with the Ktsois. And this goes, therefore, to the fundament of how we are to learn up from Mishrashi. How are we to learn up the Parsha of Bata Rechaim? The Mesivas says no. He's got a Raya, which I'm not going to go into, from the fact that the Gemara in Erechim considers Bote Orechomer to be ribis, which the Torah permitted. So the Mesivah says, from there you see that actually, we don't consider it a proper sale. Rather, the Torah said that you sell your field, and if further to selling your field, you are not paid it within a year, then it becomes Nechmat to the Lekeach. Not that you've sold your field, but you have a right to reverse the situation by being paid it. No, the field is not yet Muchmat to the Lekeach originally. You sell your field, and then I'll deny that if you don't give money by the conclusion of the first year, then the field will become nechlat to the lekeach. But it only becomes nechlat to the lekeach with the condition that you not only sold it, but ended up not paying money. So the Mesivah says, that's the way to view the halacha of Bayis Irchoimo. And therefore, you need the fulfillment of the condition. What's the condition? You need fulfillment of the condition that I didn't pay money. A, I sold it, and B, I did an act of what? Of not paying money. You follow? An act of a negative. I did an act of not paying money. Did you do an act of not paying money? No, because you were an onus. That means, assuming you would have been, let's say, nearness for the entire year. Did I consciously not pay? No, I was prevented from not paying. Being prevented from not paying is not called not paying, because onus achamana patre, commander loyovid. You cannot consider something carried out under onus as if it was carried out. So the non-payment was under onus. That, says the Mesivas, is not a valid fulfillment of the condition. The condition was, do a non-payment within a year, and then the field will become the lekeachs. I didn't do a non-payment within a year, because I was prevented. Luita had been prevented from the entire year. I was prevented from doing a non-payment. Oinus achmona patre, commander leovit. That's not considered an act of non-payment. And therefore, the fulfillment of the condition is not fulfilled, and therefore it won't become the lekeach at the end of the year, because it was bitnai shani loy etin lecho kesef, and I didn't do a loy etin lecho kesef, because I was prevented machmas oinus. So the Nesiva says that's how the Aguda correctly learned the mitzvah of Bote Erchoim. And Mela, he says, had oinus be a machron being considered a valid oinus, there would be no need for takanas hilul, says the Aguda, because he was nanas on the last day, and that should suffice if you hold oinus be a machron suffices. So, therefore, it's a good proof that oinus be a machron is not considered an oinus. So we have over here a machlokes between the Ktsois and the Mesivas, how to understand the din Bayis Erchoim. The Ktsois understands that it's a proper sale, but you have a right to redeem it. But if you didn't redeem it, then you didn't redeem it. Oinus won't help you over here. It'll still be nechlat derekeach. The Nesivas understands, no. It's not yet a proper sale until you've gone and not redeemed it for the entire first year. And anything that is not called not redeeming it, because you were nanas and not redeeming it, will prevent the sale from taking effect. So, I just want to conclude with a Rashi. The entire shir that I have just given was taken from the Mishnah Shemin, Chaim Kaufman's Sefer. So he brings an interesting thing. The Pasuk says here, Im lo yigo al ad melois lo shona tamima, if it's not redeemed until the year has passed, v'kom habayis asha be'ir, asha lo yichema latzmisus lakena oisi. Then v'kom habayis, it'll go to the buyer. So Rashi's got here the following comment. V'kom habayis, so Rashi says, yotza mikoyche shal moiche, it goes out from the koyach of the moiche, va'oimed b'koyche shal koyme. What does Rashi want? L'chayra, you know, the pasuk is self-explanatory. V'kama bayis asheloi chayma lakoyne. Rashi says, yotza mikoyach shal moiche, va'oimed b'koyach shal koyme. So if you look at the Mizrahi, and if you look at the Gur Aryeh, they both explain that Rashi was bothered. What do you mean? If you don't redeem within a year, then b'kamloi. What do you mean b'kamloi? It's been his for the entire year. It was sold a year ago. the field's already the koines. If you don't redeem it, so it stays the koines. What do we mean the kom loy? So Rashi, therefore, to understand the pasuk, said that it means that up until the year's expiry, the moicha still had the right to be goyel. Now, yotzo mikoicha shel moicha, the right of the moicha, which he retained to be able to redeem, is now left. Without the rights of a moicha to redeem it. But Rashi was bothered, what's the kom loy? So Reb Chaim Kaufman brings down that Reb Israel Rosenbaum Shlita correctly was ma'irir, that this Rashi supports the Ketzois. Because according to the Ketzois, it was a proper sale from the start. So Rashi's bothered, it was a proper sale from the start. It doesn't mean v'kom loy after the end of the year, v'kom loy. So Rashi has to explain, it means Yotzo mikoicha shol moicha, from the ability of the moicha to redeem, it's now no longer there. Va'omet mikoicha shol koina. But according to the Nesivus, the pasuk needs no further elaboration. The field was never nechlatz v'lekeach in the first place until the non-payment at the end of the year. So the pasuk is beautiful. Im lo yigol ad malos v'shonotim, if you don't redeem the field until the end of the year, v'kom abayis asher be'ir lakoina, then and then, does it become the koinas? Until then, until the non-payment at the end of the year, it wasn't the koinas. So l'chera, in a way, the source of the machloket between the ketzos and the tzivos is how to learn pshat in this pasuk, as it were. Doesn't mean like Rashi, but kom abayis means, you know, he's lost his ability to be poydik, but be'etzem it was always his. That's how the ketzos learns. Called the tzivos is much more kipshuto in the pasuk. At the end of the year, the kom abayis becomes his. Akbonim, that's the machloket ketzos and the tzivos surrounding the agudas raya from bote orichoyma. But again, just to recap, Halacha, in Hilchos Shavuos, the Ramah brings down these two views, and we said from Chaim Pinchas Ahezber why perhaps he's more machmir to bring the view of the Aguda in Hilchos Shavuos, because over there we might not want to consider it Oynus B'Yomachar in a proper Oynus, but in Hilchos Tefillah it remains unanimous, not unanimous, but Halacha we take on that even if you had opportunity earlier and you left it until later on, and then you anen us, we do consider that to be a valid onus, although it's an onus b'yom achron, and you're allowed to do tefillas hashlemim.